There have been tense scenes in Brussels overnight as far-right protesters clashed with police after they stormed a memorial paying tribute to those who died in last week's terrorist attacks. Meanwhile, the investigation into the attacks is continuing, with 13 new raids carried out across the Belgian capital, with investigators saying they're now aware of multiple ISIS plots in Europe that are in various stages of planning. It's opened the way for the US Republican frontrunner, Donald Trump, to ramp up his anti-immigration stance and call for tighter security against Muslims, possibly cementing his presidential nomination. Overnight, Donald Trump has made his most extensive comments on foreign policy so far, as he attempts to outline how he would handle the presidential role. Scott Lucas is an expert in US foreign policy. He's Professor of International Politics at the University of Birmingham, and he joins me now. Good morning, Scott. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good day. Good to be with you.
Counterterrorism and national security are two big issues in the US presidential campaign. Donald Trump has been taking a hardline stance all along on the Islamic State and Muslim migration. Have his comments in light of Brussels worked in his favour?
I'm not sure they will. I think they're polarizing. I think those Americans who are quite fearful and might react immediately and who they see this as a priority, they may swing towards Trump. But I think there are other Americans who really don't like this culture of fear being whipped up, who see it as divisive, who really worry about the fabric of American politics being eroded, and so he actually might lose those supporters. I think in the short term, it might help him towards the Republican nomination, but I think in the long term, it's going to damage him in the run for the White House.
Shortly after the Brussels attacks, Donald Trump said that foreign threats benefited his presidential campaign and that the reason that voters saw him much stronger on the issue than his... It's the real reason why voters see him as stronger than his opponents. Here's a little snippet of what he had to say.
We would strengthen up our borders, would be very careful who we allow into our country. Our country has got a lot of problems. We have a lot of people in our country right now that probably and definitely have the same feelings and the same feeling of hate as the people in Brussels. You know, I'd be hitting ISIS so hard and not play tiddlywinks like we're playing right now. I would use maximum interrogation technique. I would use waterboarding, and I would try and expand the laws so we can go beyond waterboarding.
Beyond waterboarding, no tiddlywinks, not much diplomacy. Could the American public's fear of terrorism cement his support base and even pull over some Ted Cruz supporters?
Again, I think it could pull some supporters in the short term, but in the long term, no. I think that for two reasons. I think first, what Trump is doing is covering up the fact that he has to call his policies abroad, say on Syria and Iraq, where the Islamic State is, to call them incoherent would be doing him a compliment. He has really no idea about what he wants to do over there. And in terms of what he's saying we'll do at home, remember that Americans at the end were repelled by the notion that we had been torturing people after 9/11, including using waterboarding and whatever techniques beyond that Mr. Trump might be referring to. So I may be a bit wishful here, but I think in the end, that type of language will be rejected once we get towards the election in November, where Americans tend to vote more from the center rather than from the extreme.
Sure. So say that Mr. Trump does get the nomination. Will any centrists go, I think that, you know, I'm feeling frightened for my safety as an American citizen. I think I need to vote for a more authoritarian view, or is it more likely that they're going to go to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton?
I think the very fact that Hillary Clinton has been Secretary of State, the fact that she's been in an administration which has had a mixed record on foreign policy, but has come off much better than its predecessor, the Bush administration, I think this plays in her favor. I think it also, and please keep an eye out for this, I think you'll see a lot of people in the establishment, including within the Republican Party and within the national security establishment, distance themselves from Trump. Only a few weeks ago, you had scores of people, former officials, intelligence service officers, high-ranking government servants, who said they would not support Trump if he was in office. That's a pretty serious statement to say that they will not recognize him as commander-in-chief. And I think you'll see those voices becoming louder rather than quieter as we move along in the election.
obviously, terrorist attacks and frightening scenarios have come before elections in the United States before. What do Americans tend to do when they fear for their safety? Do they tend to vote Republican? Do they tend to vote Democrat? Or do they look for an outsider like Donald Trump or an insider like Hillary Clinton? What are they looking for?
Well, I think the first cautionary note is that in most elections, the Americans, despite all the talk of terrorism, despite all the talk of security, in most elections, they'll vote on the economy, first and foremost. There's no guarantee that that will happen this time, but I think there's a good chance it will. But if you're talking about a national security election, the closest president we really have is in 2004, which was very soon after the Iraq War of 2003, and President Bush squeaked back into office by playing the card that he kept Americans safer. But it was in the